No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab-tested, real results. Go to Mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's Mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
It's time for the Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline.
He gets the blocks he needs. He's in the end zone. Touchdown, Ole Miss.
Right up the middle, David. Big gaping hole opened up.
Touchdown, Ole Miss. Jackson Dart. Houses it.
Gary Darby, Chuck Roundsville, Yancey Porter, and Gordon Ford bring you the latest on everything going on with Ole Miss Athletics.
It's on the turf and the Rebels recover it.
Gets control and the dunk. Oh my
goodness gracious.
Don't sit on the sidelines. Be part of the show. Text in your questions or comments at 662-426-1093. That's 662-426-1093.
I guess you don't have to. But you need to.
He hits one high and deep left field. Kane shading the eyes at the track, and it is gone.
Let's get to it. Here's your host, Gary Darby.
In the studio with the friends Yancey and Chuck, we've got football coming up next week for Ole Miss. Obviously, this weekend for college football. We'll get into a lot of that. We'll have our open discussion coming up in segment number two. Harry Harrison will join us in the second half of the show. Text messages. Get ready, fellas. They want to know what happened in the scrimmage. That's all they want to know. Tell us about the scrimmage from Saturday. There's like four or five up there with different things to ask about. So we'll get into that, plus injuries and other things as normal. First South Farm Credit, they give us those specialized financing structures for all types of land loans, whether you're looking to refinance a large tract, purchase land for recreational use, or investing for the future. It is First South Farm Credit. How we doing?
Man, congratulations on your announcement. Let's go over that for a minute.
Yeah, Murphy Holloway, and you want to talk about two guys that are going to look polar opposites as radio people, yeah. Right? He's what, six however many he is, and I'm five however many I'm not, right? We're going to walk in the building and people go to laugh. But, yeah, we're excited to do this. And, you know, look, if David Kellum hadn't given me a chance many, many, many years ago, I don't know where I'd be and what I'd be doing right now. He took the chance on me. And, you know, for DK, it gives him a break a little bit now between football and baseball. The crossover situation is so tough. And very few schools are, you know, have a guy that goes all three sports
right?
In the SEC, I think he and I counted five, maybe six of the 16 do it. So a lot of schools are going to this. I'm really pumped.
Well, I think you and Murphy will do a great job. And while we're on the subject of David Kellum, condolences to their family. David lost his father over the weekend. And that's a tough time Saturday. Because I know that Saturday was DK and Mary's anniversary.
Yep.
Because that's the same anniversary me and my wife have.
Yeah.
And
50th, right?
Yeah, we just had our 50th. But condolences to them, and bless their hearts. It's tough losing a parent, no doubt.
No matter what age, at any point in time. Mr. Glenn was 90.
Yeah.
90.
And congratulations to you.
Well, thank you.
You'll do a great job.
We're looking forward. you know, it. People always joke, boy, you jump in at the right time with every job you got, Darb. It is an exciting time with basketball, too.
Oh, it's going right? to possibly be Ole Miss's best team ever.
Yeah. So we'll get to it. But first things first, we got football.
Yeah.
I just want to keep telling everybody, thank you, but we have football coming up.
Plenty of it.
Brett Norsworthy and I are trying to work on a first pregame show for that, right?
There you go.
And get that going and what's going to happen in a couple of weeks. But I do thank everybody for the kind messages so far.
I look forward to hearing you announcing the games. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
And I shouldn't have any trouble. Big Murph behind me will handle it all, right?
I got the kid in from France, I believe,
everybody's
last night.
Everybody's here, yeah.
So everybody's in, and, you know, it's going to be – we're not going to be talking about the lack of height there on the basketball roster this year, Chuck.
Good deal.
It's going to be much, much more length and, I think, more skill.
Absolutely. Sounds that way.
Yep.
Anyway, five things from Yancey brought to you by the Outback Steakhouse. Our friend is Steve Grantham. He has 9 Outback Steakhouse locations in Mississippi and Tennessee.
Yeah, we're going to start first with the scrimmage Saturday. First thing is Austin Simmons looked much more smooth. He was more relaxed and just was more accurate this past Saturday. The concerns still lie with the lack of length there in the secondary and the offensive line and its depth, and that's something that we'll have to play out through fall practices. It is good getting Jalen Braxton back on the field at 100%. He's moved over from safety to corner, and TJ Banks is now out on the field practicing, so there could be some relief coming there for the lack of length there in the secondary. Number two, the second thought of the day, isn't it interesting that the freshman who's making the biggest impact to date is cornerback Dante Core, who is rated just a mid-3-tier star high school prospect. This just goes to show you that stars do mean something, but not everything. Thought number three, the talk of the camp to date continues to be the play from the front seven on the defense for the Rebels. Everyone was expecting them to be good, but nobody outside the IPF thought they would look this dominant. Xavier Harris has turned into an animal, while players like Princewell, Eccles, and Franklin have developed even quicker than anticipated. Thought number four, speaking of dominance, Centurion Gip Perkins reminded everyone in attendance at Saturday's scrimmage who is arguably the best player in the red and blue. Gip got off. Thought number five, one thing that hasn't received much attention during the camp is the play from the special teams. Western Kentucky transfer Lucas Carnero has been a weapon kicking field goals, while the 24-year-old freshman punter Oscar Bird out of Australia has a cannon for a leg.
Good stuff. You touched on all four of the text messages from the scrimmage. We'll expand during text message time,
sure.
People. All right, we'll get to all of that. We've got more to get to next after the break.
Made summer travel plans, but have you thought about how you're getting there? At Cannon Chevrolet of Oxford, we have the vehicle you need to road trip in style. Where you're headed to the beach or to visit family, trust our team to help you find the car that you can rely on. Test drive a new Chevrolet Colorado or a new Chevrolet Tahoe today. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal.
Nobody.
Together, let's drive.
Hey, my name is Chris Wade. I'm with First South Farm Credit. When you're looking to buy land, it helps to have someone who can assist you through the process. Land is a special thing. It can serve as an investment or a legacy that you pass down to your children along with the love of the land. That's important. At First South, we offer long-term financing at competitive rates. Call Oxford at 662-234-5015 or Tupelo at 662-842-2454 and become part of the First South family.
Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw Real Estate.
Oxford Ortho is now part of Mississippi Sports Medicine, uniting the best orthopedic doctors in the state under one trusted name. You get the same faces you know, same local care you can count on. Now stronger together as the official orthopedic team physicians for Ole Miss Athletics. We bring that same trusted, high-level care to every clinic, every town, and every patient we serve. This is more than a new name. It's a commitment to Mississippi communities, every town, every patient, every step of the way. Mississippi Sports Medicine, rooted here, built to serve.
If you're in the market for a fine piece of jewelry, there's only one name to know, Van Atkins. Serving its customers since 1939, Van Atkins has been voted the best estate jeweler in Mississippi multiple times. With great locations to serve you in historic downtown New Albany and on the square in Oxford, Van Atkins is the place to go. Whether it's a piece for yourself or for that special someone, Van Atkins is the easy decision. And like Chuck always says,
you know she's worth it.
You're listening to the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
All right, friends, let me tell you about the Faris Group, your partner in retirement. The Faris Group has over 20 years of experience, proven track record, helping retirees invest and outlive their savings and not outlive the savings during retirement. If you are nearing or already retired, the Faris Group's office number is 601-607-4141 to schedule your consultation.
Yeah, Chuck, I think not everybody, but the people in the IPF and around the program pretty much know who the majority of the starters are going to be, 90-95% of them. But who are some key guys that are behind that you feel like that they totally trust to come in when those starters are out? Let's start at wide receiver. Tell me a couple players that you feel like that they really trust to come in for the main guys.
Well, Treylon Ray, the transfer from West Virginia, has been nicked up and hadn't really been able to do a lot, but I feel like he's a guy that that is not in the rotation right now. If somebody in the rotation gets hurt, he could move in there. He's rangy, 6'2", 190 pounds, junior, is an experienced wide receiver, and all you got to do is heal up a little bit, and I think he could help at the wide receiver slot.
Tight end has kind of been in a mess a little bit. I think Caleb was got a little injury right now. Mm-hmm. Daquan White, they continue to sit him. Luke Haskell, from Arkansas, is recovering, but quicker than anticipated. So maybe it's not who they trust right now as the reserves, but who, if those guys are not available, who do they go with?
Well, Trace Bruckler, obviously, the transfer from New Mexico. He reminds me a lot of Luke Haas. He's about 6'3", 6'4", 240 pounds. Pretty good blocker. Really good at running routes. Good hands. I think that's the avenue they'd have to take. But I think Wright's okay. I just think they're
precautionary.
Yeah, they're just sitting him and sitting a few others just for this week, and then they'll put him back out there next week. My thought.
We go on to running back here. There's that word again, three-headed monster that could possibly take place again. Who do you think those three are right now?
Well, obviously, you got Kawan Lacy is the top guy. He's the speed guy, transfer from Missouri, doing a real good job. He's shown a lot of explosiveness in practices. And then I think kind of neck and neck is Logan Diggs, a transfer from LSU, and Damian Taylor, the transfer from Troy. I think they're very similar. And Logan looks a lot better than he did in spring to me. He looks leaner, a little quicker, and he's still a big, strong back. And Damian's the same way. He's got a little get up and go, and I think he'll do a good job.
On the offensive line, we pretty much know who is supposed to be the starters, right, if they stay healthy. But who are the two or three guys that they're going to really lean on when you do have some injuries, which they're having right now?
Yeah, well, believe it or not, it looks like the swing man at tackle is going to be either Devin Harper or Percy Lewis. Percy's a senior that's been all over the place, a huge guy. But Devin Harper, the true freshman, apparently is impressing people because, like today, he was at number one right tackle because Jaden Williams is out right now. And then John Wayne Oliver is another kid, sophomore, that is apparently making strides because Garrison, P.J. Wilkins got hurt the other day in the scrimmage, and Garrison put John Wayne Oliver in there today as the first team left guard.
How'd he look?
It was hard to tell. We don't get to watch any real blocking. Mm-hmm. All we get to watch is dummy plays. But apparently Garrison has something for him.
A defensive tackle moving to the other line of scrimmage on the line there. You know, you've got arguably three starters really there at defensive tackle, mm-hmm. With you know, Cam being a swing guy that can provide that fourth or the freshman there from Oak Grove, a fifth slot. Who do you think at defensive tackle are going to be the key guys to come in?
Oh, I think it's going to be Andrew Maddox. He's getting better every day. You know, the three guys, Eccles, Harris, and Jamarius Brown, are the top three.
Yeah.
And then they're moving Franklin in more and more. But he's so explosive off the end. I think he's going to play like Jared Ivey did last mm-hmm. year, play both positions. And then you got the freshman Maddox, who he's got a great future. They may not throw him in the fire just yet, but somewhere early in this season, he's going to get some action.
What about defensive end? Who are going to be the one or two that they rely on for depth there?
I think Prince Will is the main guy that they're going to. He had a really good scrimmage 2 weeks ago. He didn't scrimmage this past Saturday, but he's okay. He was dressed out today in practice. I think him and DJ Holmes are the guys most likely the candidates that are going to come in and take care of things if somebody gets hurt. The surprise to me today was Womack. Deshaun Womack
from LSU.
Yeah, from LSU was second team today. They had
behind Cam.
Yeah, behind Cam. Cam's moved in front of him. So Cam's having a heck of a camp.
Yeah, he is.
And I tell you what, he's a monster. I don't believe for 1 minute this roster that says 6'5", 275. If he's not 290, golly.
He's a man-child.
He is.
What about linebacker? We know the two starters there. Who's going to be the
– Well, I think Jaden Yates is the guy. And then, of course, number 38, Tyler Banks. I think those guys are going to be rotational guys, though. The one that is intriguing to me, if somebody gets hurt, would be Andrew Jones, transfer.
From Grambling?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, good. And 230-pounder, senior, been around the block. Think he can handle it, but right now the top two are Taj Chambers and Jaden Yates on one side, and of course Daughtery and Banks on the other side.
It's interesting on Andrew Jones. He was the number one rated linebacker in the transfer portal. He flipped from South Carolina to Ole Miss, but now he's behind, you know, two or three other guys out of the portal that Ole Miss took. What's holding him up?
I don't know. I mean, because I've seen him out there taking reps with Taj. Mm-hmm. Taj has been the number one for a while now.
But he's 25 years old.
Yeah.
25-year-old senior, seventh-year linebacker.
They've tried Jones. They've tried Raymond Collins. And they've tried Yates behind him. And right now it looks like Yates is the guy.
Yeah. At safety, you know, we've talked about the lack of length there.
Yeah, good Who luck the- figuring that out. There's about nine of them back there, and I can't – you know, right now it'd be Sage Ryan and Gushikin and Nick Cole would be the top guys, but you've got
Banks return.
Banks return.
You know they're
going to
rely on him. Who else do you think could be a guy there at safety?
That's a good question. Wydette Williams is pretty good. I don't know, Yancey. Andy Jaffe's okay. Anthony Robinson III is okay. But I just don't know. It's hard to tell watching the amount of practice we get what the pecking order is.
Cornerback, we kind of got a feeling now that your two starters are going to be Kite along with second corner.
Fletcher. Probably.
Yep. Braxton has been moved back to corner.
Behind Kite.
Do you think that he could push for another, for Braxton could push for a starting job there at corner?
I don't know. I don't think it matters. I think that all four of the corners are going to play a lot. I think they're going to rotate a lot, and I think starting, it doesn't really matter, to be honest with you.
And then, you know, special teams, we know who the starters are going to be there at punter and field goal kicker, and you just hope you don't have a second guy, right? You, those guys stay healthy.
Yeah, absolutely.
And tell me about the punter. That's first thing I asked about is strong leg.
Cannon. I've never seen him kick a ball.
Wow.
They hadn't done anything while they've allowed us out there. But I can tell you this, Mike Baker, who's going to handle, looks like kickoffs, drilled a couple through the end zone today. So that was pretty
good. Nice. Good to hear.
Yeah.
Thank you, Chucky.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Text messages next. You can get into that, if you will, at 662-426-1093. 662-426-1093. We'll do that next.
Imagine years of hard work and saving, and now you're worried about outliving your retirement savings. Paxton Farese and the Farese Group have over 20 years and a proven process working toward success, not stress, after retirement. To know how you can truly enjoy a level of comfort and security, talk to the Farese Group. Retirement should be stress-free, not stressful. The Farese Group, FariseGroup.com, offices in Oxford and Jackson. The Farese Group, your partner in retirement. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA and SIPC. Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a bloomin' onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, South Haven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse. Hey, Rebel fans, want to be more involved with Ole Miss? Well, join the Grove Collective, the exclusive Ole Miss NIL program. With the new name, image, and likeness law, Rebel fans now have the opportunities to support and elevate Ole Miss student athletes. And the Grove Collective has created a unified portal to amplify that support. As part of the Grove Collective, your support opens access to special events, fan experiences, merchandise, and marketing opportunities with student athletes. To find out more and to become part of the Grove Collective NIL program, visit thegrovecollective.com. Hottie Todd. And go Rebs.
My name is Connor Griffin. I'm thankful for Mississippi Sports Medicine just for all that they've done for me.
All of the doctors there, they just care about our children, and that's just so important to me as a parent. It's very rewarding to have compassionate people as a part of our family's health journey.
You kind of learn your body at a young age, and if you want to perform at the best, your body has to be at the best as well. At the end of the day, it's my body before a game, so I got to take care of that when I need to.
Mississippi Sports Medicine has 21 subspecialized physicians, urgent care, and no referral needed. Learn more today at MississippiSportsMedicine.com.
You know what makes a good football team? Players with heart and lots of practice. In fact, that's also what makes a good law firm. At Roberts Wilson PA Injury Law, we've had lots of practice and we've got plenty of heart. We're out there fighting the big insurance companies every day. After a car or truck wreck, let the pros at Roberts Wilson PA Injury Law level the playing field between you and the insurance company. 662-533-9111.
Gamble Clinic Orthopedics, a national and international leader in musculoskeletal care, are the ones to trust when it comes to orthopedic needs, such as sports medicine, pediatrics, hip and knee, spine, shoulder and elbow, foot and ankle, hand and wrist, as well as cast and x-ray services, along with a physical therapy department. To make an appointment, call 901-759-3111 or schedule online now at www.campbellclinicoxford.com. They also offer a convenient weekly walk-in clinic Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. until 4 p.m. Gamble Clinic Oxford, located at 2608 South Lamar Boulevard.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
Text message time at 662-426-1093. They're courtesy of Cannon Cleary McGraw, CCMOxford.com, for all your real estate needs. Before we get into the scrimmage questions, as you guys were going through some of that, we now have a texter surprised that Juwan Lacy is ahead of Diggs. What's each strength at running back?
I think speed. Speed is the difference right now. Kawan has showed explosiveness, and I mean, everybody likes that big hit, big play capability. Diggs is a 4-yard cloud of dust guy, kind of. I mean, he's needed. That's needed, but I don't think Diggs has that top end like Snoop Connor used to. You know, Snoop was a power guy, but he had good top end. I don't think that Diggs has that. I think Taylor may have a little bit of that, but Kawan's there because of speed.
Does Keon Young factor in this season?
I don't think so. He hadn't stood out to me. Now, I think he's a good prospect. I think everybody likes him, but, you know, there's so much to learn back there. I just don't see it this year.
All right, back to the scrimmage questions, and one was, what was the difference in Simmons this weekend compared to last?
It's just more comfortable. He went forcing throws. I recall one throw on when he rolled left that he arguably could say that he forced it, but, you know, he did turn it over the week before. He had some critical turnovers, and I think just probably just more comfortable, not as anxious as the first big scrimmage of the year.
He didn't have four interceptions and two pick sixes.
Yeah,
that's a big difference.
I think this is something that you wonder every year, right, when you watch some of these scrimmages or see some of this stuff, is the question that came, is the defensive line that good, or should we worry about the offensive line?
Yeah, I you know, that's a $64,000 question that won't get answered till we play somebody worth a darn. You know, then we'll figure it all out. But
they certainly look dominant right now.
The defense is usually ahead of the offense in August. That's
true.
That's nothing unusual there.
Yeah,
it's just like pitching is ahead of hitting. You know,
that's what I was going to say. You debate it when baseball season comes up. If the pitchers dominate, oh, we can't hit, right? And then the hitters dominate, oh, we can't pitch. And so it's a similar type thing.
You know, and what I'm excited about, and he may not play it down this year, but we know that if something were to happen to Austin, I think Trinidad Chambliss can win some games. I think he's that kind of operator.
Throwing the ball as well?
I think he throws it okay, better than people think he does. Now, he doesn't have a cannon or anything like that, but he's accurate, and he throws a nice-looking pass, and he's smart. He's smart with the ball. So I think that goes a long way in being a quarterback.
No doubt.
Question about Caden Lee, too. Hadn't heard much about him.
Well, I was just talking about that at the break. You know, he's their best offensive player right now, and he just kind of – you don't even talk about him. I hadn't said anything about him in my five thoughts. But, you know, he's a guy they expect to go 80, 85 catches, 1,200 yards, 10 touchdowns. He's going to be one of the top receivers in the country. He's obviously the security blanket right now for Simmons. That's who he looks for.
That's what I was going to ask. A lot of times, like in a rookie – he relies on that tight end a lot as his security blanket. But when you got Caden Lee flying around out there.
I think Wright and Lee are absolutely going to be where he's looking to put the ball all season.
And when Luke returns, because that was what I was hearing. They had developed a really good rapport back in the spring and early summer drills before he had that injury to his ankle. And speaking of well, we'll get to the injury in a second.
And we can go now. We can go now because that's where I was going to go.
Are there any more?
That was it. Okay. But if you can bring it in at 426-1093 if you want. And by now you know that Oxford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine is now – Mississippi Sports Medicine. They're the official orthopedic team of physicians for Ole Miss Athletics. 662-513-2000 or go to MississippiSportsMedicine.com. Yeah, injury time.
Chucky, let's start with Luke there because you've had some positive news in the last week or two about him getting better quicker than anticipated.
Yeah, he told me the other day. I saw him as I was waiting to go in for practice. He was hightailing it across the parking lot on his crutches and was barely using his crutches and had on tennis shoes with no boot or anything. And I just said, hey, man, he said, I'm coming back the week of the first game, but I may not be ready for the first game, but I'm going to start practicing the week of the first game.
And then Caleb Odom was missing at practice today. Is he a little dinged up?
Yeah, but I don't think it's anything serious. He's just got a little minor injury. Deshaun Stribling didn't practice in a scrimmage, but he was full speed in practice today. Same thing with Prince Will Umanamelin. He didn't scrimmage, but he's okay today. Same thing, ditto with Caleb Cunningham. He didn't participate in a scrimmage, but he's okay today. Looks like safety TJ Banks looks like he's fully released to me. He's no longer in a black jersey signifying injury and no contact.
That's big.
Yeah. Deshaun Womack was in black last week, but was in a regular jersey today in practice. Caden Lee was in black jersey last week for two or three days, but he participated in a scrimmage and was full speed today in practice. Jaden Williams, the offensive tackle, is dealing with a foot Achilles issue, but he should be ready for the opener, I've been told. Jamarius Brown missed practice day due to a personal matter that he had to take care of, but he should be back in the fold soon. And the only bad injury I've heard of is offensive guard P.J. Wilkins injured in a scrimmage that may be out for an extended period.
Yikes.
Harry Harrison will join us on the other side. We'll continue the football talk coming up.
Ole Miss fans, football is back, and there's only one place to make picks and win money all season long, Underdog. Playing on Underdog is easy. Simply pick whether your favorite players in any sport will go higher or lower on stats. For Ole Miss, that's touchdowns, receiving yards, interceptions, and more. Think Ole Miss quarterback Austin Simmons will go over or under 2.5 passing touchdowns in his debut against Georgia State? I'm thinking he gets at least 3 in a Rebel route to start the 2025-26 campaign. Could Ole Miss great and Philadelphia Eagle A.J. Brown go over 0.5 combined rushing and receiving touchdowns in the NFL opener against the Dallas Cowboys? Get your picks right and you can win up to 5,000 times your cash. And you can play with as little as $1. Download the Underdog app today and sign up with my promo code CHAMPIONS to score $50 in bonus funds when you play your first $5. That's promo code CHAMPIONS. Millions of fans have already won billions making picks on Underdog. Will you be next? Underdog. Make picks. Win money. Must be 18 years or older to play. 19 plus in Alabama and Nebraska, 19 plus in Colorado for some games, 21 plus in Arizona, Massachusetts, and Virginia. Must be present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. See UnderdogFantasy.com for details. Offer not valid in Maryland, Michigan, Ohio, and Pennsylvania. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. In New York, call the 247-HOPE-LINE at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
No one plans for hair loss. But through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with 3 Stay-Green 1-cubic foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out on their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford.
Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw. Raw Real Estate. Roof leaks can disturb your relaxing weekend or put your business operations and assets in jeopardy. Riverland Roofing is a licensed, insured, and certified roofing contractor that offers clients quality solutions that suit their budget. As a certified GAF master contractor, Riverland can offer warranties that can last a lifetime, servicing 5 states, including Mississippi and Tennessee. Owned and operated by Ole Miss alumni, Riverland Roofing covers what matters most, home or business. Find out more at riverlandllc.com or call 844-901-ROOF.
Make Lenora's in Oxford your go-to dinner play this season. Their daily ravioli is always amazing, and you cannot go wrong with the decadent crawfish mac and cheese. They have an excellent variety of seafood dishes, and their ribeyes and fillets are cooked to perfection every time. Have a taste of the weekend on Wine Wednesdays, too. Call for your reservation today at 662-236-1144. That's 236-1144. Located at 309 North Lamar, great food and great vibes. It's a winning combination. Hey, cheers, and see you at Lenora's.
You've already made summer travel plans, but have you thought about how you're getting there? At Cannon Chevrolet of Oxford, we have the vehicle you need to road trip in style. Where you're headed to the beach or to visit family, trust our team to help you find the car that you can rely on. Test drive a new Chevrolet Colorado or a new Chevrolet Tahoe today. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal. Nobody. Together, let's drive.
Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a bloomin' onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, South Haven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse.
Were you hurt in a car wreck or a passenger in a one-car accident? Call our trained professionals at the Maxwell Law Firm in Greenwood, Mississippi. Call 626-885-0529 and let your Mississippi Delta car wreck specialists at Maxwell Law Firm help you when you need it most. 626-885-0529, your Mississippi Delta car wreck specialist. 213 West Front Street, Greenwood, Mississippi. Hotty toddy and go Rebs.
Ole Miss football, basketball, baseball, and more are all right here on the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
We go into the second half of tonight's program, and this portion brought to you by Gateway Tire. 1929, 54 locations, 6 different states. Gateway Tire goes the distance for you. Yancey, Chuck, and that's me, Gary, and this is Harry. Hi.
What's going on, gentlemen? It's almost football season.
Man, it is almost there. Harry, I'm going to ask you something different, not a personnel question, but just on the season. Tell me how you feel like the schedule sets up for Ole Miss. You know, we do it in quarters, first four, next four, the last four. Let's start with the first four. If you're kind of thinking about it here, you know, you start off with Georgia State, And then you get right into SEC schedule with back-to-back games against Arkansas, Kentucky, then Arkansas, if I'm going off right here in my head. Do you like that this year where you're not playing four patsies and then you start off with the SEC? How do you like that first four games set up for Ole Miss?
Well, Yancey, you know, in years past, especially last year, we had a really veteran team. All those transfers were older, and most of them were seniors. This year, much younger team, much younger quarterback, not much experience in a lot of different places. I'd have been okay if we'd have had two patsies up front, but it is what it is. And I think last year it really hurt us when we played Kentucky here, that we had you know, kind of had a little false security, because we'd blown all those guys out, and it, you know, really was not much of a competition going into those games, and I think that was a false confidence. So I'm okay with this. I've been saying forever that September is such an important month for us. If we can come out of that month really, really good, then the season sets up good for us. Now, you know, if you come out of that month and you've lost a couple, then you don't have any more errors to make. But September is really important, you know, once we get past Georgia State. And, you know, watch those guys today a little bit on tape, and they line up and spread it out. And last year's team threw it around really well. I think they lost a majority of their starters too, so I'm not sure what they got back. We won't know that till come Saturday week. But, you know, I'm okay with that schedule. I'm okay. I'm glad that we got the first week in October. We got a week off, and then, of course, would have liked to have the next week off, maybe a little sooner, but you know, it gives us the time to get ready for Mississippi State at the end of the year. So I'm sure we'll be banged and beat up by then, and we'll certainly need it.
You know, Harry, a lot of people don't realize this, but Kentucky's been a thorn in our side more than Ole Miss fans want to admit. I mean, we've lost several games to them through our history with them that we didn't anticipate losing.
No, that's correct. If you go back to I think it was 69 or 70. I don't think it was 70, but Archie and that crew lost to them. I want to say it was 10-9 in a huge upset. And we never did, but you're right. Throughout time, Kentucky's always been right there and always a hard out, Chuck. I mean, I think Kiffin's first SEC win at Ole Miss was at Kentucky. I think it didn't go in overtime, but we won with an extra point after they missed the extra point, and it might have been in overtime. You'll have to correct me on that, but that was a tough game. We were down two scores in that game and came back and won it, but always a tough place to play. So we go there, it's going to be an afternoon game. Have no idea it's going to be as hot there as it is here, but if it is, it's going to be, you know, it's going to be gut check time for sure.
You know, and then on the same note, Arkansas's always been a tough match for us. I mean, till last year. I mean,
when's the last time we went to Arkansas up to Fayetteville and won by 31 or 2, whatever it was? I mean, never. I can go ahead and answer that for you. Never. Yep. I think we'd only won up there maybe once or twice prior to last year. And so, you know, Arkansas has had some guys transfer out, but they always play us tough. It's third game of the year. They got a veteran quarterback back, and I don't know anything about the rest of the team, offensive and defensive linemen. I'm sure they're like some of the rest of us. They've got some depth issues. But, you know, you just don't know what you get. You just got to play. That's when you got to snap that chin strap and play hard every weekend, or you can get put out in this league.
You know, and then a coach that I have a lot of respect for would be coming in here, John Summerall with Tulane.
And sure.
That was a closer game than people want to admit last year.
Well, it was year before last.
Right? Yeah. Two years ago?
Yeah. Okay. Tulane. Yeah.
Yeah. It was two years ago down there on a hot day. But yeah, I'm telling you, a lot of people have those guys picked to be the delegate for the power, five, whatever you want to call them, non-power five, whatever they are. So a lot of people have got Tulane up predicted pretty darn high. So that's certainly not a cakewalk for sure, you know, in there between Arkansas and LSU. So you certainly can't be looking ahead at LSU for that one. You got to, you know, once again, go and hopefully some of those games are going to be at night. I don't know, we don't know that for sure yet, but we will as we get closer to the game time. But 2 weeks out, I think they'll go ahead and let us know which start time we have. We know we got a 2:30 Central at Kentucky, and I think the Arkansas game, it hasn't been declared, but we may have a chance to play at night there. So
6 or 6:45. Yeah, 6 or 6:45. Arkansas is going to be at 6 or 6:45. Georgia State at 6:45. Kentucky at 2:30. Tulane at 2:30, or between 5 and 7. So it's not going to be a morning Tulane. It's either going to be an afternoon or early evening game.
And then same with LSU. And then your favorite team.
LSU. Let's talk about the rest of the season before we
But Harry, with LSU, you're going to be playing at Kentucky. You're going to be playing Arkansas, who's a huge rival. Tulane, we know what John Summerall can bring. So they're going to be very well tested before they get to that LSU game.
Well, that's exactly right, Yancey. And depth is going to be a big issue. I'm a little bit concerned. We've got some injuries along that offensive line. We're looking for those five that really can play. And, you know, we've had some issues with we know starting tackle Jade Williams is going to be the right tackle, but he's been nicked up throughout camp, and they're kind of holding him out and making sure he's fresh for that opening game. And, you know, guys, when you line up and play 12 or 13 or 14 games or even more if you're fortunate enough, that's a wear and tear on you. So they're trying not to wear these guys out. But I'm going to tell you, and I know y'all have seen this guy, number 70, Devin Harper. He's the real deal. He's a true freshman. Came in here in January, went through spring practice. But he's a dog, man. He's going to be the third offensive tackle, I believe. And, you know, when those guys gets hurt, he'll be stepping in either left or right and starting for us as a true freshman. So keep your eyes on number 70.
He looks the part, doesn't he?
He does. And Connor House, the other freshman tackle, it looks the part too, Chuck. I think he's a little bit behind Devin Harper, but got a really, really bright future. And, you know, who knows? We may wind up playing him some this year too. He's 6'6 and 315 or 20. And Devin Harper is 6'5 and 315 or 20. And, you know, that's as too good of offensive tackles that we've signed in quite a while. Probably since Laramie Tunsil.
If Wilkins is out for an extended period of time there on the offensive line, who do you think that swing guy is, guys, to play on the inside?
I think Wilkins will be back sooner than you think, Yancey. Who's out for an extended period of time is Delano Townsend, who was the starting left guard. Don't know what I know Kiffin doesn't talk about injuries, so I have no idea what his injury is, but I heard it was pretty bad, so I think you can take him off of the lineup. But we might wind up with P.J. Wilkins at left guard if we can get him back in the lineup in the next 2 weeks. But, you know, you would have Diego Pounds out at left tackle, who played most of the year last year. Jaden Williams would be the right tackle, who's played a lot in the past and been nicked up some. But when he's good, he's really good. And then, of course, Kudus will be the right guard, barring any problems with him. And Bryson Sanders has had a good camp. And so, you know, and talking to Coach Garrison, he's more excited about those three inside guys. And that was before Townsend got hurt. But he was more excited about those. He said they were better than the three guys we had last year. He said our run block is going to be better. Our run game is going to be better. We got, you know, tougher backs and bigger bodies. And, you know, he's excited about that. But we have, a guy that we lost. I don't know what his injury is, but he hadn't been out there in a week or so. It's Terrez Davis. He was starting to play guard, and he came in from Maryland, sophomore, that played quite a bit for them last year. So we've had some key injuries. That could be backups. You know, it could be those guys who are going to be backups. But we've had some key injuries we need to get behind us where we go through this season. We're going to need every hand on deck there.
Speaking of injuries, T.J. Banks is back in the safety slot this afternoon at practice. Just talk about what he adds.
Well, yes, he played safety in high school. They brought him in last year knowing that they had some great corners here and he was not going to crack that lineup. But they put him in corner just to see what he could do. And I'm going to tell you, he held up last year. I was really impressed as a true freshman. He didn't back away, knowing that, you know, that really corner was not his position. But they challenged him, and TJ stepped up. I think if you ask the coaching staff, he and Cam Franklin probably were the two best recruits they signed in that class. I mean, they would like to be 1A, 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 1B. They were right there together. And so TJ really is wanting to get back in the lineup. He's a true safety, 6'1", probably 205. Gives you some length back there. We know he can cover because he was a cover corner last year. And that's what we need back there. And, of course, Jalen Braxton, I think they're plugging him in both positions, corner and safety.
Yep.
And he gives us some length also, 6 foot, maybe 6'1". So I think the safety position, we've got some more bodies there. We know that Gushikin and Sage Ryan and number 29, who would be
Nick Cull.
Nick Cull, they've been playing those positions. They all got a lot of snaps. I just don't like the length of those guys. I think they're mismatches when you get in the game. So I'm hoping we get some longer guys back there to fill in. And who knows, we may wind up with those guys be the starters. But I think T.J. Banks and Braxton will obviously factor in back there before this season gets going well.
Harry, do you believe the roster when it says Cam Franklin 6'5", 275?
No, he's probably 290, 295.
Isn't he?
If he's a pound.
I thought he's about 300 myself. That boy.
Well, he could be. I mean, you know, he stacked all those pads on him. He looks like a real man, doesn't he?
He does, boy, man.
And I'm going to tell you, Chuck, his light's come on, too, now. I saw him in the spring. He's a different guy now. His light is come on, and he could be a real factor. I mean, it's so much that they might move him down inside if they need to.
Oh, I think they will. And today – he was ahead of Womack at one of the defensive ends. And that's the first time I've seen him at number one.
Yeah, he had a good scrimmage Saturday, I was told. I was not there, but I'll be there this Saturday. But, he had a good scrimmage. He's been holding that number one spot down for a while. Of course, Womack's been nicked up, too. He was in a black jersey a few days last week. So, you know, a lot of bodies. It's amazing, guys. Next week is game week. I bet you we'll get a lot of injuries healed.
I do too, Harry.
Harry, the biggest difficult most part of the schedule to me is that middle four, right? LSU, Washington State, Georgia, Oklahoma, going on the road to Georgia, going on the road to Oklahoma. Georgia's going to be a night game. Oklahoma at least is 11 a.m. game. You always want to play in the morning when you're on the road and at night when you're at home. Those four, is that kind of the pivotal point of the season is going to be make or break?
Well, yes, obviously, if you look at those four, you got to stack an off week in there too. But I'm still focused in on September. I think if you can come out of September undefeated, and that's a tall order.
Yeah.
Okay. But if we can get things, if we get all these guys healed and everything goes the way I think it possibly could be, you come out of September undefeated, that gives you a lot of breathing room. You get a week off, and then you stack up with Washington State and Georgia and Oklahoma.
And
that gives you a little breathing room, and that's what I'm shooting for. Let's come out of September undefeated. Obviously, the first game you got to go out there and win and get everybody on the same page. And normally, from your first game to your second game, you improve as much as any time. So hopefully, going into Kentucky, we'll be firing on all cylinders.
And then I also like, you look at it again, I'm looking at the time slots, Mississippi State's a road game at 11 a.m., Oklahoma's a road game at 11 a.m., Kentucky's at 2:30 p.m. You know, it's always good to get go on the road before the fans get all lathered up and juiced up. I think that sets up well for Ole Miss, too, because it's been kind of the opposite, right? We've been playing a bunch of early games at home and night games on the road, so maybe the SEC's giving us a little favor this year.
Well, hopefully so. I mean, when you look at Kentucky, it's 3:30 up there, so we're playing up there. We're not going to tee it up till 3:30, even though it's 2:30 Central there in the Eastern time zone. So it's a 3:30 kick up there. But, you know, it'll be over 7 o'clock, 7:30, whatever it is. So we'll get back at a decent hour. But I think you're right. I like to play those early games on the road. Selfishly, we get through with them and get back at a good time. But, the fact that Ole Miss practices in the morning, I think, is a good wake-up call for the Rebels. We get up, eat breakfast, and be headed to the stadium, and I think that just falls right into our character of what we do every day at practice.
Hey, you didn't talk much about the linebacker situation, Harry. Do you like Taj Chambers to be?
I do. I'm happy with that group. I like, you know, Tyler Banks. I like Yates, the other linebacker. But I do like the two starters I've been looking at. Dottery, obviously, he's got the headset on. That Pete Golan will have him lined up where he wants to and talking to him through the year. But I think Taj Chambers has been a real steal, Chuck. I really think he's going to be a player. Is he going to be poo-paw right off the bat? No, he's not going to be that. So don't get too lathered up over that situation. You don't have many of those. But I like him. I think he's going to do well.
All right, Mr. Harry, thank you so much.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you, as always.
All right, bro.
Thank you, Harry. Howdy, talk to you next week. Howdy, toddy.
We'll put a wrap on a show coming up after a break.
She's all right. I don't know. She's all right. She's all right. She's all right.
Rebel fans, do you have real estate questions? Coldwell Banker Signature agents have the answers. Whether you're buying or selling, let the agents at Coldwell Banker Signature give you the home field advantage. Start your search now, www.oxford38655.com, or call them directly at 662-50-38655. Also, if you're thinking about a career in real estate, give Martin a call at 662-50-38655 to learn about the opportunities available. Find your home with Coldwell Banker Signature today.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out in their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford.
At Philly Finance, we are an installment loans financial institution that is here to fit most budgets. We make sure that our customers, like you, have the best service and treat you like family. We don't base our loans off your credit score. We base it off your credit history. You can reach us at 601-650-9555 and do a phone application or come by our store in Philadelphia. You can also follow us on Facebook at Philly Finance. Remember, call 601-650-9555 and let us help meet your financial needs.
With over 40 years of combined experience, the Tom Smith Land and Homes team, serving the Cleveland, Mississippi area, is committed to achieving the best results for buyers and sellers. Their knowledge and expertise about agricultural, hunting, and recreational lands is highly known and respected throughout the state. With Tom Smith Land and Homes, you can expect more and get more return on your real estate investment.
Contact Tom Smith Land and Homes today at 662-441-2500.
Hello, this is Parker Guy from Tico's Steakhouse. We opened a second location in Oxford, Mississippi this past spring and would like to invite anyone visiting Oxford, whether it be for a sporting event, visiting kids in school, or just a weekend getaway, to join us for the same sizzling steaks, healthy pours, and family atmosphere that has been serving Mississippi for over three decades. Our hours are 4:30 to 9 Monday through Thursday, 4:30 to 10 on Friday and Saturday, with brunch from 10 to 2 on select Sundays. Please visit our website, ticossteakhouse.com, or call our phone number at 662-638-3181 for any questions.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
All right, let's put a wraps on the show. We'll start with SEC and Ole Miss News, brought to you by Van Atkins Jewelers. Van Atkins, South's leader in estate jewelry and diamond solitaires, as Chuck always says. You know she's worth it. The news department kind of quiet. Everybody just kind of getting ready for football, which is 10 days away in the SEC. Mizzou hosts Central Arkansas and Auburn. Then on Friday the 29th, goes to Baylor to open it up. Mm. And then everybody gets started on the 30th. As far as Ole Miss sports is concerned, the soccer team opened up last night, losing at Memphis 3-2. They host UAB on Thursday. Now into our Red and Blue Chips recruiting segment presented by the Grove Collective, with the mission to create and enhance NIL opportunities for the Ole Miss student athletes and give a level of protection and guidance in today's NIL marketplace.
Yeah, unfortunately for Ole Miss on the recruiting side of things, they lost their number one linebacker commit, actually the number one linebacker rated player in the country, Zelia Williams. He tore his ACL and the next week decommitted from Ole Miss. I think that was decommitment number 4 or 5. I can't keep up. And now he's with Florida State. We'll see what happens in the future with that. The nation's number 11 overall ranked basketball player, small forward Caleb Gaskins out of Melbourne, Florida, is set to officially visit Ole Miss on November the 7th when Ole Miss hosts Citadel and his teammate, they must have one heck of a team, who's the number 18 overall ranked player in the country, Jackson Richardson, will be visiting Ole Miss on October the 31st when Ole Miss takes on South Carolina. And lastly, Ole Miss's baseball class is out to a great start. It's currently ranked number 8 in the country, and the top two players inside the state of Mississippi, middle infielders Cole Prozic and Christian Doty out of Magnolia Heights, are solidly committed to Ole Miss right now. Both those guys were on Taylor, my son's baseball team, for years back when they were in Little League, and they are big-time players. So things look good there on the recruiting front for the baseball team.
I forgot to mention that Dante Moncrief is coming back.
Oh, yeah.
As part of player personnel recruiting, as part of the Ole Miss news.
That's going to be big. They needed someone to replace what they lost there. Both guys, matter of fact, to LSU there. And I think Dante is the perfect fit to fill that slot.
So he knows everybody.
Yeah,
he knows. Certainly does. Yeah,
he's cousins with almost everybody too. I mean, and so many key players end up being related to Dante. So hopefully, between his connections and family, he can really reel in some top players here out of the state.
No doubt.
And we finish with the good, the bad, and the ugly, brought to you by Riverland Roofing, your locally owned roofing firm. Inspections, new roofs, maintenance programs, they've got you covered. Home and business, they're a certified GAF, Master Elite Contractor. Warranties that last a lifetime. You can call or text. The number is 662-644-4297, or go to the website, riverlandroofing.com.
The good, Ole Miss coach Lane Kiffin seemed pleased with last Saturday's scrimmage when we had our press conference with him today, despite rumors that there were a lot of issues on the offensive side of the ball. He said quarterback Austin Simmons showed improvement from the previous scrimmage, and the offense got a lot more done in their development. Also, it was still a good day for the defense, led by the defensive front. I didn't think there was much way to match last year's defensive front, but I believe this front is headed in that direction. They just have a great look, and I think they're going to be potent. Bad, well, it's too many injuries on the offensive line, which Kiffin alluded to also in today's press conference summarizing the scrimmage. You got Jaden Williams, P.J. Wilkins, Diego Pounds, Delano Townsend, all sitting out part of the scrimmage. It's hard to get any continuity going when some of your main pieces are absent, and actually that's four of your main pieces.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, that's got to come around before the first game for sure.
I mean, yeah, that's been the kind of the story, right, as far as the worries has continued to be offensive line, the biggest one, and then safety there, the lack of length. I don't think anything's changed through camp. I think it was good that Simmons had a much better scrimmage, and I think he'll get more and more comfortable. And, you know, I really do. I think the offensive line, getting those four back and the developmental from guys, you know, like Devin, and maybe Hose, we'll see with him. They're going to have him. You know, it's the line of scrimmage. It's a war of attrition, and there's going to be injuries. And there's a couple of those guys that got a history of injuries at Ole Miss. So expecting that same file to play all season is unrealistic. So that's what's going to make a break, is those 7 through 9, 10 guys on the depth chart to really be productive for Ole Miss.
Yeah, I got
my opinion.
I hope the top five stay productive.
Well, I do too, but I think what was it? Freeze's first year where all five starters played the whole season. Was that Freeze's first year?
Yeah, I think so.
And I don't. That's the only time I can remember.
We've got a history of having some hurt offensive linemen though through the years, but
it's tough to keep the offensive line healthy. I mean, people are coming and flying in there trying to take the quarterback's head off.
Mm-hmm.
Step on another foot, twist an ankle, and it happens all the time.
They're facing the best athletes in the SEC.
Yeah.
The defensive, the rush ends and the defensive tackles, I mean, there aren't any better athletes.
Yeah. And they're going to have to just, I mean, let's call it like it is, maybe use a little bit more of their budget for their roster in the future on the offensive line, right, to get some more players in here. Maybe you only have so much money in the pie, but it depends on how you divide it up, and maybe they need to spend a little bit more in the future.
Or start getting more Devin Harpers in here and developing.
Well, you're going to have to spend more of your pie on those guys.
Yeah.
they're expensive.
All right, good stuff. We'll do this again next week with some college football coming up this weekend around the country, and then it will be game week, Ole Miss versus Georgia State.
Can't wait. Hotty toddy.
Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then, add the final touch with two for $8 on select 2.5 or 3-quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9-3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.